Ruby.
Hi, Ruby. She hasn't come on
yet. Hello. Okay, well, I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay.
Okay. Brandela.
She's not on yet.
Okay.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I had a upsetting day today, but I'm okay.
Oh, it's hurting.
Do what?
Is it hurting more?
Yeah, my leg hurts and different situations that went on today and I don't know. You know how that goes. Things don't go the way you... So, I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, the first 2 weeks are the worst with a broken bone, so it's par for the course.
Yeah. I'm ready for normal again, or whatever I call normal, you know?
I don't think there's such a thing. Every day is a lot going on, you know. You just do what you can.
I'm beginning to believe that, you know.
Marcus.
Hey,
hi, Marcus. He hasn't come on
hello?
Yet.
Oh,
Ruby, Ruby is muted, so she's on too. He had trouble this morning with his computer, so.
Yeah, I think
that. And I've missed 2 days of the Zohar, so I don't know what's going on. But
yeah.
I've had, a lot of. Here, the people are dying.
That's what
I'm getting caught up. I don't think you ever met Marie. Her father passed away.
He had
dementia, and it was, it was a bad ending. So you just try to console them as much as you can, you know.
He didn't know her?
Yeah, he knew her.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry for Marie.
Yeah. And, of course, he leaves a wife, and...
Mm-hmm.
It's just, just bad.
Yeah.
Brandy, are you feeling better?
Yeah, but did you know I broke my leg?
Well,
oh, my goodness.
I knew that you fell, but I didn't know you broke your leg. Seriously? Would you fall?
With that, of course, she didn't break her neck. I think Canote came.
Yeah, I didn't break my neck.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny, isn't it?
Breaking the cast? How far up?
I'm in a soft cast right now. And I go to the doctor's tomorrow. And I did a CAT scan. And he's going to look at that and the x-rays. And then we kind of will decide some kind of a plan or something. So every once in a while I take a painkiller.
Well,
not very often. Yeah, I had the flu too. Yes. So all I can do is laugh.
Hmm. Did you fall down the stairs?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Wow.
I missed a couple of the steps, and I hit the floor.
Oh.
And, so it was very painful, and They had to come pick me up in an ambulance and take me to the hospital and bring me back in an ambulance, and I'm staying downstairs. I can't do anything else. So.
Mm-hmm. Was someone coming in and helping you with your...
My friend Clara comes, and she stays with me most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's good.
Clara from Temple Emmanuel?
Yeah, she used to go, but she doesn't go so much anymore. So, anyway.
Well, I'm grateful for something again. Something we can do for you, you know, on the weekends or something. Let me know.
Well, I will.
Okay.
All anybody can do right now is say positive prayers.
Okay, we can do that.
That's a good thing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I hear that Jacob's still sick, uh-huh.
She may be muted, but I understand he is still sick.
Yeah, we got that email saying he's still sick.
Who, Jacob? Yeah. Are you talking about Jacob? Jacob's better.
Yeah.
He checked on him today. He said he's able to take care of himself, but he's still not having class on Saturday.
Okay.
Because he hasn't had time to prepare the the materials.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get a recurrence of the flu?
I can't understand Malka. You know,
she said, did he relapse with the flu again?
Well, he said either the first time it wasn't the flu and a cold, or this time, you know, it's the flu. He doesn't know, but it appears that it was a relapse. And I didn't get to tend to him right at first because I didn't get the messages for some reason. It didn't come to my email, so... I didn't know he was sick because before I brought him food. But this time I didn't know, but evidently his son does live on the same street, so it's not like, and his other son runs a restaurant, so it's not like, I'm sure he didn't have food, but he tells me he likes my cooking, so anytime I want to send it.
Well, your cooking is good.
I said, well, it's when I cook, but I usually just cook for Shabbat, you know, and let it last for 3 days. So, anyway, he's better. So,
okay.
I told him if since his health is, well, I didn't say it that way. I just said if he felt that he had to bring the class to a halt before May to do it if it helped his health. Because he's just not bouncing back like he was before. You know, he's trying to make it till May. And, you know, he's like us from that generation that you feel like you've got to go on no matter what, you know, when all of us would definitely
right.
understand, you know. And I'm in charge of the registration again, so I've got the envelope so that we don't have to fool with money on Shabbat. So,
okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's not going to get to come on.
It's not. Okay.
It's been 11 minutes, so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we'll just try again at you know,
well,
7.
Let's give it a few more minutes. So.
Okay.
using it. It's okay.
Malka, after a while, I'll send you the PDF file of the vocabulary words. I didn't get them, but Barbara Maxey sent them to me. And so I'll send you that PDF file after we get off the conference call.
What chapter are we in?
Anna?
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I finally arrived.
That's what we thought we'd wait for you.
I appreciate that. We are studying the Parasha of Noach, section 24. We're starting with Pasuk 177, and we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Dithilu Urshimu Udhilu Udhilu Urshimu L'yakta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanonei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanoneihu V'ta Hayu Kaze Kativ Bakshu Tzedek Bakshu Anawa Ulai Tisatru Beyom Af Hashem Benoach Bikesh Tzedek Bial Begavav Bite Vuta Deistatar Beyom Af Hashem the Alda Dina la Yakil Shaltaa Ukatraga Leia.
Are you still there? Did I get bumped off?
No,
I think we lost
him. He got bumped.
Oh, we lost
him. I think we lost him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to remute.
Okay.
Hello?
We think we lost the connection.
I think we lost.
because we're all still on, but he's not. I wonder if he knows, though. And lately he does. Seems like he, before, sometimes he wouldn't realize he was not a... Brandy, you'll let me know what the doctor tells you tomorrow?
Yeah, I sure will. Okay. I don't go until 1 o'clock.
What time?
1.
1, okay. Well, I'm home all day tomorrow. I don't have anywhere to go.
Anna?
Uh-huh.
Anna?
Okay.
Are those were those vocabulary words that you have be useful for this study?
I'm sorry, I must have a bad connection because I'm having a hard time understanding.
You said you had a PDF of vocabulary words. I was asking, would they be useful for this study?
No.
No,
this is a Hebrew class.
Okay.
But I'd glad to send it to you if you want it.
Well, yeah,
vocabulary
I'd like to.
For the lesson, and we write the words.
Okay.
Almost
yeah, you can
do it in that class. We write. So.
You want to take my email address?
Let me get a pen. Okay.
It's all lowercase.
See,
and it's Ruby.
Okay.
It's Ruby Richmond at att.net.
Okay. The book that we use is out of print, but you can find it online. It's called Modern Hebrew. And he has all the lessons. He has all the lessons on the internet. And we're up to chapter 12. This is our second year. But back in 2007, I took the class with him. He and I were the only two teachers at the time. And on my own, I gave him the book because I thought it was a good book, the way that it was arranged. And
you can find it online?
I'll send you his link.
Okay.
And you can look at it. I don't think he's gotten rid of the older lessons.
Okay.
But it's a good format. You could study on your own. You really could. It's the way the format of the book is. And I'll give you my phone number in case you need.
Okay, what is your phone number?
You
can just send it in the email.
Yeah, I'll do it when
you can
I
just
do
send
it on the email. Yeah, let's do it that way.
Yeah, thank you, Hans. Okay.
Okay. All right.
After a long delay, I have returned, and I hope my phone still works.
It's working. And gosh, we have so much to talk about. We just waited patiently. He might need to start this recording at this point.
Let's see where we are. Okay, so I have finished reading the Aramaic on verse 177. Here is the English. Come and see. It is written, seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be you shall be hidden on the day of Hashem's anger. Noah did seek righteousness. He entered the ark and was hidden there on the day of Hashem's anger. And that is why judgment could neither be applied to nor hurt him. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, several things come to my mind. No one else is talking. we've learned in past lessons that Hashem doesn't really express anger. And we know that those are words that we use, and words like anger. And to say it represents chaos, either coming from the generation or the individual. We've learned what the definition of righteousness is, that doing the right thing at the right time, the right place, with the right kavanah. And I think as we cleanse ourselves with Shuva and with the Zohar, that we grow in humility. And when we're down and depressed or think we're going to get depressed, we have to think that Hashem created the world just for us. And if we're feeling arrogant and the opposite of humility, then we need to think, you know, that we're nothing but dirt and ashes. And we know that Noah entered the ark, and the ark was his protection, and the ark is a code word for the Zohar for us. But let's see what else was said. Okay, it's your turn now.
You said everything I would say. No, you did very well.
So I have a good teacher, don't you think? And don't get out of it. You know we do. I don't think we'd answer it in just that way if we hadn't had you as our teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, you answered perfectly. The one point that you didn't address is the first verse, which is the verse from Stefania. Does righteousness come before humility or after? Which comes first? Or are they independent from each other?
I kind of think they're independent. Because I think kind of in the beginning you don't even realize that you're arrogant. I think once you begin to seek righteousness, that you grow. And then righteousness, you can be righteous one day and not righteous the next minute, you know, because of your actions. So, I don't know, you tell us.
Who is the most humble person in the world, in all the generations, as attested by the Torah?
Moses.
So Moses is humble, but he's also the highest or the second highest soul that has ever been in the world. And he was higher than he's a reincarnation. So his original soul was Abel, and he corrected the things he did wrong more quickly than Cain did, who became Rabbi Akiva. So what does it really mean to be humble? How would you define humble? And it's a trick question, because most people, and we think that to be humble means that you're just always thinking that the other person is higher than you. But the real essence of being humbled is to know where you are spiritually. Because if you know where you are spiritually, then relative to Hashem, you are the lowest thing around. And knowing where you are spiritually lets you assess where you are relative to other people. So you could be higher than other people, but relative to Hashem, you are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So righteousness comes before being humble, because you don't really know where you are spiritually until you become righteous. Because being right with the right kavanah in the right place at the right time requires that once you have all of those four different right happening, then you can assess where you are spiritually, because you're close to Hashem. That's just my opinion. I've not read that anywhere.
I think it's kind of like when you were a teenager and you thought you were smarter than your parents until you became a parent.
Right.
And then you saw that they were, you know, they grew in your mind as...
Exactly.
You know.
Mark Twain wrote it very specifically. It's very beautiful. He says, "It's amazing what my father learned between the time I was 18 and the time I was 25.
Yeah, that's about five. But don't you think, too, that when we reach a level that we kind of feel like, oh, I think I'm finally getting somewhere, I'm understanding this, and then poof, your little balloon burst. Something happens that lets you see, you know, it's not like that at all. So it kind of brings you down to where, you know, after a while you kind of understand what's going on.
Rabbi Berg expressed it to me very clearly, that if you think you understand something, think again, because you don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's another level to understand. There's another attempt. There's more to absorb.
Well, I think when we studied you are who you hate, and knowing that whatever the other person says, that they're right too, I think that helped understand the definition of humility.
It does. I agree with you. It does. Let's go on to verse 178, and we'll finish the section tonight.
One other thing before you do. When someone compliments you and it bothers you, like, you know, if I get a compliment, it embarrasses me. I never know how to react to a compliment.
The way you're reacting is false humility. I'm not sure you heard me because of the background noise. The way you're reacting is false humility. What
okay.
You're saying is, I don't know how to accept the compliment. What you're saying is, I don't deserve the compliment.
Okay.
But the reality is, if you know where you are spiritually, then you would know whether you deserve the compliment or not. If you don't deserve the compliment, then you just say politely, thank you. And you start to question why you think you don't deserve it. And what can you do to improve yourself so that you have earned it? And if you know where you are spiritually and someone gives you a compliment, again, you accept it by saying thank you. But you don't attribute it to yourself. Because ultimately, anything somebody compliments you about is a compliment to Hashem, because Hashem gave you everything that you're being complimented about. There's nothing intrinsic to you. Now, if somebody takes that, they become very depressed if they're not spiritually aware. But, you know, we grow up and our parents are telling us how smart we are. They're telling us how good-looking, how beautiful, how we misbehave, how we behaved absolutely wonderfully, all the different things they say to us that teaches us that we are the ones that make things happen. But when you come to study Kabbalah, you realize exactly the opposite. You make nothing happen. You are just receiving. So you receive the ability to be smart. You receive the ability to study the Torah. You receive the ability to cook. You receive the ability to know how to love. Everything comes from Hashem. So how can you accept any compliment? You accept the compliment as a channel to Hashem. Someone compliments you, you say thank you, and I'll pass it on. You know, you say thank you out loud, and then you think to yourself, that compliment belongs to Hashem. The person is praising Hashem, and I should say amen.
Okay.
I hope that's helpful.
It is. Then I think to myself, too, what if it had been a criticism? You know, hear criticism, if you can't receive it like a compliment, that's also...
That's telling you where you are spiritually.
Right, right.
If you receive a criticism, you say, thank you for helping me to grow, helping me to be my mirror, helping me
right.
to see myself. Verse 178. Ha ka'it ramiz le'inun kadishai kadishai. El Yonin Luminda Viraza Diatwan Tadishin Iklak Im Ipuka Viatvan Kov Leit Mehe Leinun Chayavaya Vialda Via Vayimahu Min haaretz u'tiv bo ata v'kol beitcha. Here we find a hint of the secret of the holy supernal letters, reserved for the holy supernal men to learn and to know. The reverse order of the 22 Hebrew letters can bring the destruction of the wicked. And this is why it is written, they were destroyed from the earth. And come you and all your house into the ark. Questions, comments, thoughts? I thought you would.
Well, I'm wondering, is it telling us that it was using the alphabet in reverse order that brought the flood? But the flood waters, I should say. I mean, I know it was their, the actions, but is that what brought the rain down and up?
When you are traveling on the line of the alphabet, when they're in the proper order, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, etc., you are in the frame of mercy, the frame of Chesed. When you do, you work with the Aleph, Bet in the reverse order, Taf, Shin, Resh, Kuf, Tzadi, Pei, Ayin, Tamach, Nun, Mem, etc., you are in the frame of Givurah. Givurah has the meaning of strength. It has the meaning of judgment. It has the meaning of destruction. It has the meaning of limitation. The verse is telling you that, yes, the destruction of the world came because the order of the alphabet was reversed. Because Hashem used that Now look at the letters in the Anabakoach. The first verse is Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Even the first verse of the Anabakoach is Chesed. It connects to Chesed. And five of the six letters are in the order of the Aleph Bet. Yes, you go from Gimel to Yud, but it's still in the proper order. Except for the last two letters. The Taf is still in the right order, but the Tzadi is in the reverse order. It's going back up the line. So what do we know? What do we learn from this and from what this verse said to us? Is that even Chesed has Gevurah within it. Even Chesed can be used to destroy. Now, go to the second verse. Kuf, Resh, Ayin, Sin, Tet, Nun. You see the mixture. It goes up and down. Kuf, Resh is in the proper order. Ayin is in the reverse order. Then you go to Shin, which is back in the proper order. Tet is in the reverse order, and Nun is back in the proper order. So you see the chaos involved. You're moving from Chesed to Gevurah and Chet back and forth very quickly. And this is true for every word. It's true for your name. My name is Hanoth. Chet Nun. Vav Chaf. You see that it has Chesed, Chet Nun, Vav Kaf. The Vav means it's going backwards. That's where the Gevurah is. But it right away goes back into Chesed. Other names have different energies. It's another way of understanding the words of the Torah. Which Sefirah is this word coming from? Well, look at the letters. What order is it in? If you have all of the letters in the order in the proper order of the Aleph-Bet, you're dealing with an energy of Chesed. If you have all of the order in the wrong way, you have Gevurah. If you have a mixture back and forth, you're talking about Tiferet. It is one of the ways of understanding. I think I've said a few times in our discussions that Rabbi Berg said to me that the reason that people gain weight and become fat is because Satan has distorted the order. Now, how would you apply that term, distorted the order of the Aleph-Bet, to what this verse says? Food should be separated between positivity and negativity. Distort the order, and you have no way to truly separate what happens. More questions? Different questions? Confusion?
I don't quite understand that. Is he distorting the Hebrew word of the food that you're eating?
Yes.
Okay.
I've not done this, but I remember that the word for watermelon is patuach, right?
I don't think I knew watermelon. I thought you were going to say water, which would be mime, of course. And I didn't know watermelon.
Water is mime. Mem yud mem. Water has an element of gevura within it because it's mem yud, and then mm-hmm. mem.
Well, I'm sure there's more to that than just that simple statement.
Of course there is.
You know, I haven't read anything that pertains to that, so.
So who knows? You're saying, please.
Go ahead, Malka. I couldn't hear you.
If you... On this subject, if you say that we eat the foods that are in the correct order of the alphabet, then we are in balance with the food?
The answer to that question is yes, but it's not complete with a yes. Because Adam named the animals, he also named the foodstuffs, he named the plants. So when we eat something, we are eating the word. That word is the essence of the food we're eating. So if we look at the order of the Aleph Bet within that word, we're going to learn what Sefirah, that food stuff, is going to connect to. As we digest it.
So you're talking about the soul element because Adam named the animals so that the soul could enter that animal or plant or anything, everything that he named.
No, Adam named the animal so that because he knew he was able to perceive what was the essence, what was the soul essence of the animal.
Okay.
The name is the effect of the soul, if you are on a spiritual level that's sufficiently high, that you can see that.
So he could see one of the
techniques that is important for the month of Shvat, coming up in about 10 days, 12 days, will be a conscious eating. Conscious eating means that you look at the words that make up the food that you're eating, and as you chew it, and they recommend that you chew bread 100 times before you swallow it. But if you're conscious of chewing it 100 times, you are able to look at the words to see what is the energy you're putting into your body. And you're able, what's the purpose of chewing? Is it begins the separation between light and dark, good and bad. Because in the physical world, everything is mixed. So if you're conscious of what you're eating and how you're eating, remember it's the right action at the right time, at the right place, with the right kavana. There should be no waste if you are addressing, if you're eating consciously with pure consciousness. What you're eating physically, there would be no waste. Because every aspect of that food is capable of being utilized by the body. Even the negative aspects, what we call waste, could go out that way. It's only because we didn't consciously eat that food properly. But I'll discuss more of that in the month when we do Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, I was going to ask tonight about the herb of the month. Like, I think this time it's Aramaic bark. Other times, you know, other months it's cinnamon and saffron and such. And besides just knowing about it, one of those being part of the ingredients of the ketoret offering, and understanding the spiritual significance, should we be eating that particular ingredient during that month? Like I say, if it's cinnamon, so should that month we ingest it as well as...
Do you remember what month is cinnamon?
Do I remember what? You broke up.
Do you remember what month is the herb cinnamon?
Oh, not right off.
Okay.
Was it Nisan?
I'm sorry?
Was it Nisan? I use cinnamon so much that, and I do try to eat, like on Wednesday, when I did the seven prophetesses. The food that went with each day of the week for that particular prophetess. And, you know, like the fig was Wednesday, and the date, and, you know, each one of the seven species.
Right.
But I don't remember cinnamon.
Okay, well, I
put so much of it in the roasted.
Science is telling us today, cinnamon, I'm using cinnamon as an example, but science tells us today that cinnamon helps with heart, with blood pressure.
Blood pressure, yeah.
So once you know that month, and then you can look at the body part that is connected to that month, and you'll see how blood pressure relates to all of that. The answer to your question is yes, you can use more food, more of that herb during that month, because that herb is meant as a vaccine for whatever the energy of, you know, the negative energy that might happen that month. That herb will counterbalance that.
Okay, with that body part of the month.
All connected.
Okay.
You all have a beautiful evening. We finished section 24, so tomorrow we'll start section 25.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Tonight's class at 7 will be questions and answers. So I hope I didn't steal the questions and answers from tonight. Maybe you'll bring another herb and we can take a look at the Hebrew letters of that name.
Okay.
I haven't done it at that detailed level, but it's something that would be helpful to do.
I have the, because I would put it out on the Tu B'Shvat Seder table when I would do Tu B'Shvat at the synagogue, and I have the seven species all written in Hebrew, so I'll get that out, so we'll at least know how to spell each one of those seven species in place.
Okay.
I just hope I can...
I have to go.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll talk to you.
Okay, bye.
7 o'clock lunch. Shalom to all.